But it'd be a just two long poles tied to a limb with a chain,
mm-hmm.
because the chain was more durable than a rope would be. If you put a rope and tie the pole, it would wear and break.
Uh-huh.
But that chain would wear and wear. Of course, it'd wear the limb into eventually.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Did you have a special name for that, or was that...
No, ma'am, just a swing. You know, necessity created lots of things, and people didn't have money to buy a rope.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take old pieces of chain and just tie these poles to a limb.
Mm-hmm.
And there they'd have a swing. It would, oh, it'd last until the poles rotted.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. What do you call a flat piece of stone that people use to sharpen knives with?
Some use the term whetstone, and then you're referring to not a circular.
That's right, just the whetstone.
It'd be a whetstone.
Uh-huh, okay.
I don't know whether you'll have that question or not, but we also have a circular stone
uh-huh.
that you turn
and
by hand.
What's that called?
Kind of called a grinding rock.
Okay.
Grinding rock. You should see mine that my father had. I fixed it since he passed away. Of course, it was made of wood. He had a wooden log that was hewed out to put water in.
Mm-hmm.
And you fix this stone directly over this hewed out place so it would touch the water.
You mean to keep it from sparking?
Keep it wet.
Uh-huh.
And you turn it by hand.
That's interesting.
Sharpen knives, axes, any kind of tool that you use in carpentry except saw.
But this was one that stayed in one place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm turning one of those things, sharpening an axe until it looked like my arm was going to come off.
What are some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still do use in this area?
We use a rail fence and a plank fence.
And would you describe them so I can drop
the rail control? Fence was put up in sections. It put up, I suppose you'd say, diagonally. And we use the term, or it was used very much back in my boyhood days, he can jump a 10-rail fence. And a person could jump a 10-rail fence, he could really jump.
That was pretty good.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, that was the average, don't you see, a 10-rail
uh-huh.
fence. That's what it would take to keep the stock in or out.
Well, now, about how long were the rails?
I believe they were 10 feet.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's what they were, 10 feet.
Well, now, did these have any straight up and down posts, or were these all lined
flat?
No, ma'am.
They'd just be across one another like that.
Okay, so then they overlapped at the corners like that?
There was a rail fence that you'd put up two posts side by side.
Uh-huh.
And you'd stick the rail between the posts, and you tied it to top with a board. Bore holes in the board and slip it down over the sharpened end of these posts to hold it, keep it from spreading. And they'd be close together, just close enough to stick a rail between. And then you could make a straight fence, don't you see? It'd be two here, two here, two here, and you'd put those rails right on top of one another, except you'd stack them, don't you see?